the family of a 15-year-old Guarani boy, Brazil's largest indigenous ethnic group, mourn and stroke his lifeless body inside the village shack he called home. He's one of more than 500 who have committed suicide over the past decade, 12 times the rate for Brazil as a whole, according to official figures. A disproportionate number are adolescents.
There's at least 16 people that try to commit suicide every month. It's a regular occurrence in our community.
That's Sarah Lynn Oliok-Janki, whose Inuit people live in remote northern Canada. She is the Arctic focal point to the Global Indigenous Youth Caucus. 11 young people from her community attempted suicide in just one day last month, 100 since last autumn. She says having youth gather and pool their resources at UN headquarters is a blessing, but it won't end the tragic pattern.
I feel really good that we're talking about it here and that we're creating changes at the international level. But how do we implement these changes so they reach the communities, so that they reach those individuals who are sitting in a room contemplating whether they're going to survive the next 5 minutes of their life or not?
This is not just an issue that is related or associated with one part of the globe. It's all over.
Joseph Goko Mutanga, permanent forum member from Kenya, stressing to journalists the universal nature of the suicide epidemic. Also sharing the press conference podium on Thursday was Dali Angel Zapotec, co-chair of the Youth Caucus from Mexico. Speaking through an interpreter, she said the causes were numerous and complex.
At times we have noticed that self-harm and suicide is reduced to a mental health issue. So what's happening with land and territory then? What happens with that youth that is being forcefully displaced, that have to migrate to major cities, that have to face racism and discrimination, militarization within their communities, where girls and boys are being raped?
Ahmed Alindawi said that indigenous youth who felt abused, marginalised and outcast should not be forced to choose between keeping their culture and having an education. The suicide rate had to be confronted locally and globally, he said.
These figures and this situation is just unacceptable. We need to see indigenous youth not only for the challenges they are facing, but also for the incredible opportunity and potential they offer. We need to see them not as a liability, but as an asset for humanity.
Speaking from the heart, Sarah Lynn said that the spirit of many indigenous communities had simply been broken.
All indigenous people around the world come from societies that were holistic and inclusive, that every factor of your society, whether it's lands, language, culture, spirituality, animals, those were all determining factors of who you were as a person, and they were all interconnected. So now where we're at is there's a total disruption in all of those factors.
For many young Indigenous, suicide seems like a relief in the face of overwhelming hopelessness, she added. But it was time to help the youth rediscover themselves.
Nobody is going to fix it for us. The only way we can solve this issue is if we're engaged and we're a part of creating a future.
Matthew Wells, United Nations.